Welcome to Digital Content for Teaching. This is Sarah Swart of Muskegon Community College. You'll be learning today about sources for finding digital content to use in your teaching. You don't always have to reinvent the wheel. Today we're going to talk about archives for learning objects as well as digital library repositories. Three of the areas that you can easily find teaching content already developed by faculty are listed on this site. Today we're going to focus on Merlot and MIT OpenCourseWare. Learning object repositories are websites that serve as a place to hold collections that have been developed, usually by faculty. This list provides a number of resources that have a wide variety of resources on their site in various subject areas. Merlot, alas, is not a wine, but stands for Multimedia Educational Resources for Learning and Online Teaching. Faculty have contributed their web-based materials to the site, and the resources have been peer-reviewed. You can also make your own little bookmarking system within Merlot so that you can go back and look at this later. In 2005, there were more than 6,000 contributions. Today, there's more than double that amount. These are all free to link to from your Blackboard site and to use in your teaching. This slide contains a comparison of various subject areas. You'll notice on the MIT site, in a number of areas, you just have to search by the discipline and then drill down through that. In Merlot, you usually can keyword search rather than just searching on the discipline, although you can just search on the discipline as well. Some digital library sources include these listed on the screen that are also usually developed in an academic setting. These are some of the resources that were used in this presentation. I hope you find these resources useful and will seek out content that has already been developed for use in your courses. This saves you the effort of needing to always develop everything from scratch on your own. Thanks for listening and have a great day.